They fight that the wrong way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.
All right, guys. We're back.
Uh-huh.
Episode one, Michael Jordan. Is that correct, Jake?
Yeah.
Yep. It's the year of Michael Jordan.
Right.
It's episode one, Michael Jordan. And also, guys, it's Waste Management Week.
Right. I have a question. Right. We have to talk about this. Why do you feel the need to describe things as anything but they are?
Because it's more fun that way.
It would have.
It's so dry if I'm just like, hey, guys, welcome to episode 123.
Yeah, but people would know what you're talking about. Immediately.
Oh, no. Tyler.
You do that every time.
Even if you're not a b-ball guy like I am, you're going to know what Michael Jordan is. 2-3. Miley Cyrus literally came out with a song called 23.
I know, but it's not just numbers. It's any chance you can get to change a word or abbreviate it or add a Y at the end of it, you will do it.
Because it keeps people on their toes. It keeps people thinking and engaged in the conversation. If they're not engaged in the conversation with me, then it just has to end right there.
Do you remember when we shot the simulator drinking game video?
I do.
Jake and I had a side game going on that I had to drink every time you said something like that.
Yeah.
And in the edit, it didn't seem as egregious as it was, which is
But it was egregious, and it usually is.
Oh, no. The video would have been twice as long had I included every single thing. Like,
like, give me some examples.
No, like,
you
genuinely.
You said fucking Parsky so many times.
Well, I mean, that's
up and down for Persky.
Ryan, I would have ruined the video had I put in the amount of times it happened. Like, the video would not have been funny anymore.
Like, I was on hole three and I looked
at Jake. Calling the gimme the Jimmy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I kept calling him Jimmy's for some reason.
Well, I was a Jimmy.
Bob thing. Range or some shit like that, Ryan.
I got a chippy fucking Jimmy here.
Like I said, it keeps you guys on your feet. It keeps, I mean, you guys sound entertained right now. You seem entertained by the fact.
Thank you.
But that's the point of it.
His dad jokes aren't kicking in yet. He hasn't got that yet.
I mean, that's not a dad joke. It's just, it's pure, it's in my head, it's pure comedy. Also, Tyler, you know this, that I do and say shit that will make me laugh.
Mm-hmm. Ryan is his own biggest fan, for sure.
And I think everyone should be.
Yeah, I mean, to a point.
Also, talking about biggest fans, I'm a big fan of that hat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Where my MILFs at?
Waste Management Open Week, guys. Tyler's got a hat. It's the Waste Management logo with
the
T.
Is the camera?
With the letter T mixed into the middle between the W and the M, and it stands for Where's the MILFs?
Yeah, and they are all at, actually, we talked about this earlier. They're all at the Waste Management, but they're not. All of the future MILFs in about 9 months are at the Waste Management.
Oh, my God.
Well, lots of people getting pregnant there.
No, where I think they're at is they're probably up in the suite area.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably up in the private box area where we just don't have access to.
That's true.
So I think it's probably strategic from the husband side of things to be like, okay, well, I'm not, like, I can't be walking around with you because guys are just going to be flocking.
Yeah, well, they're going to wait for some mustache weirdo wearing a MILF hat to come running around and steal their wife.
And how can they not stop and ask you about that hat?
Of course.
So it's almost like if we bring Miles somewhere, it's like, Jesus Christ, you know?
Right.
We got to get somewhere private where we can just sit down and BS.
If we went to the Waste Management Open with Miles, people would be getting in line to talk to me about the hat. And
correct. Correct. I do got to get myself one of those. However, we did talk about potentially me buying that from you.
Yeah, I thought I kiboshed that pretty quick.
Oh, I don't know. You said you'd think
I'm not going to sell it.
Well, but the thing is, everything's for sale.
I mean, you're right. If you give me an outrageous number, I'll sell it to you.
Speaking of for sale, my clubs may be for sale.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't fully decided yet.
Do we welcome him back to the pod? I don't know.
We did, yeah.
I was just so distracted by fucking one Michael Jordan.
Yeah, one MJ.
One comment just triggered you.
Yeah.
Oh, here's what I need to address, Tyler. Before we start to dive into Waste Management talk. Did you see my sweatpants last week? My joggers?
You mean your leggings?
There was this huge uproar about the joggers I was wearing last week. And there was also a huge uproar of how I was sitting with my legs crossed.
I noticed
crossed.
That you yeah. are sitting different today.
Well, no. Okay, so my ankle is now on top of my knee. So there's like a larger triangle in between my legs. You guys know, like an old man would sit.
Yes. But you were sitting like this. Dude, you did a whole reel, lean back in your chair, hands on your knees. And you talk like this the whole time.
That's the most comfortable position.
I know, but you can't sit like this and not expect people to notice.
No. Yeah. I loved the feedback. The joggers, I had just gotten those last week and I was super pumped about it. And then when I see it, everyone's like, is Ryan even wearing pants right now?
Do you have the price tag on them still or no?
Huh?
Can you return them or no?
Oh, I'm not going to return them.
You might want to.
What do you think?
Why? Because I got a couple negative comments on them. That's even better reason to keep them, Trev.
Why?
Yeah, because we're
because
we're
why would I listen to other people's opinions about
for the algorithm.
Pants that I like to wear?
It's fair enough. Different strokes.
We got
next,
a long
next week's episode.
You.
I'm just not going to wear pants and tell everyone that they're my new pants.
He's going to be shirt cocking it. Legs aren't even going to be crossed either.
Yeah. I'll just be like this
just
the whole time.
Fucking meat and potatoes.
Yep.
Man.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Hey. Where are my MILFs at?
Hey. We're here.
1MJ, baby. Tyler, you said we're not down in Scottsdale this weekend?
No, we're not.
Are you sad?
Oh, yeah, I'm very sad, actually. I had a fucking blast last year.
It was a good time. And I will say I'm very jealous of the people that are going this year because, I mean, it's Super Bowl weekend. Super Bowl is in Glendale, correct?
I believe
the Super Bowl is in Glendale and the waste management's in Scottsdale. Now, I feel like all of the Dales in Arizona are within like a 10-mile radius, which may be an hour drive.
Do you think what's going on at Chippin?
Well, what we're going to be doing next week on the podcast,
Chippendales.
I know, shirt cocking it. Basically half nude.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the documentary on it's called Welcome to Chippendales on Hulu. It's really good. You should watch it.
You've said that on this podcast.
So it's a big, big, big time weekend down in AZ.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, we're not going to be there, but fortunately, we're going in less than a month.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason. I mean, like, obviously, we're busier than shit right now.
Yeah.
One, and two, we're going to Arizona in 3 weeks.
Yep.
So
we're going for a bachelor party, which is going to be fucking sweet.
Yeah, it is going to be a good time. I wonder if we'll play Scottsdale with the stands up. I wonder how soon they take the stands down.
Well, when we were down there,
they were in construction.
2 Novembers ago. Yeah, they were about half up.
Yeah.
And I know we've said this before, but I think like the biggest miss in golf is us. And when I say us, it's us golfing the stadium course, booking a 2:50 tee time, not realizing that it was going to get dark after hole 15.
We never got to 16.
Really?
Yeah, it was by the time we finished, I think it was 14. We were playing in the fucking dark.
No, Tyler, it was 15 that
we
ended on 15.
You have
and it was
to
in
play
the pitch.
16.
Pitch black out.
You have to. There's no way you're leaving that course.
We were driving home on our carts with the fucking phone light hanging out.
And for those of you that don't know, there's not headlights on golf carts.
No.
So for us, all we could see was the clubhouse in the distance. And we had no fucking idea where we were going.
So you'd get to a tee in the cart path and you'd be like, well, I'm going to turn towards the clubhouse, I guess. But then that snaked you through like three other holes. It took us like 5 minutes to get back from hole 15.
Oh, easily 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And also it's like, I mean, we had our 18 Birdies app up just like trying to get some sort of idea of where we were at.
Yeah.
But of course, I mean, we had to wear the waste management gear today. You can't go to TBC or the waste management without bringing some merch back. That's classic. Like, hey, if you ask me whether I've been there or not, just look at the gear.
Check it out.
Subtle flex.
It's classic high handicapper golf tournaments right there. It's like you're going to stock up on merch because it's probably your first time you've ever been there. If you're a regular, you ain't buying merch every year.
No.
You might get like a little thing every year.
Yeah.
Just to maybe show how many years you've been. Like
a little
you get
trinket.
A poker chip.
Like a ball marker. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. The year that we went to the Ryder Cup was 2021.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was supposed to be played in 2020, but COVID pushed it back to 2021. They kept all the merchandise from 2020. So everything that they were selling in the tent was still labeled as 2020.
Interesting.
Even though it was 2021.
It was still technically the 2020 tournament, because after that they are doing another one closer to them when they usually would to get back on schedule.
Okay, gotcha.
So it was still technically the 2020 tournament.
Now, if someone asked me like, hey, what year do you go to the Ryder Cup? Like, I can't just look at my hat and be like, I went in 2020.
Yeah, you could say you went to the 2020 tournament.
Okay, you guys win. In terms of merch tents at Waste Management, I will give you one piece of advice. I would go, and you can attest to this, Tyler. The very first day that you're there, and as soon as you walk in, don't be thinking about golf. Thinking about going to the merch tent and getting your shit right away. Because number one, I mean, it's always going to be packed. Sunday, probably not so much. But number two, all the sizes that you want are going to be gone.
Yes. It was picked through. Like, absolutely, there were like just completely missing shelves because people are flooding to that thing immediately. And another piece of advice for you, don't go to the one right inside the door.
Correct. It's obviously the easiest one.
Go to one further, unless you're like right away in line.
How many do they have there?
Like three.
Yeah, really? Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part last year?
Oh, sitting on the 18th fairway.
Mine too.
That was so cool. It wasn't as comfortable. So day one, we sat on the 18th fairway.
Yep.
The really long par four with water all the way along it.
Yep.
And that was just the perfect view. And we were right in a perfect spot where that's where everyone hit their second shot. So they were right across the water from us, or the big sticks were maybe 50 yards further down, but they were right in our laps. And then the next day we went for comfort and we sat in like bleachers and shit, and we had some sort of club ticket, but not like the club ticket.
Yeah. I think, was that on 17?
Yeah, we were on 17. So we could see the sick. We were not getting up at 3 in the fucking morning to go to 16. I'm sorry. We're too old for that.
That's
shit.
Insane. How early you have to get there.
But that's one thing that I would do differently. I would sacrifice one morning and one day of being dog tired to get up and, bull rush through the front entrance to get to number 16.
I would do it once in my life. But after I was at 16 for a day, I don't think I would do it again.
Because isn't it like, is it like first come, first serve?
Yeah,
like,
it's all general admission.
Yeah. So like, if they were to sell tickets, like you could get there whenever and you got your seat, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, but you know how expensive those would be? They leave it open for general admission just because they know that's going to put asses in seats.
And the GA line is, we're talking like a couple hundred people deep at all times.
Dude, like when we would show up at 9:30, like that's still not super late. There was like 1,000 people line at the grandstand.
Yeah.
Like not even at the gates to get at the 16 grandstand people were trying to get in, and it was just winding.
Well, and what people don't realize is 17 is drivable par four. So if you can get a decent spot on 17, it's like the hype comes off of 16.
Yep.
Let's say a guy birdies 16, like he's going for it. Or even if he like, let's say accidentally bogeys 16, like he has to make up a stroke there. So he's going to drive the green. They're driving the green every time.
And doesn't 17 have the nice stands on either side of the green too?
Yeah, the stands are great.
Yeah, exactly.
We were on 17 for the hole in one last year.
Mm. Yeah.
And so we saw everybody throw their cups up in the air and then like the spray and shit. I was actually doing interviews at that point. So I was right next to the 16 grandstand when that happened.
So wild.
Yeah. Did you guys see? I wasn't there for this. Were you guys there for the last, like the playoff day between the gala?
Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
No, and I was going to say Waste Management last year is when Sahith Theegala like made a name for himself. I think he got second in the tournament.
Yeah, went into a playoff with Scheffler, if I remember correctly.
Went into a playoff, and no one had heard of this guy before last year.
One of my interview questions when I was going around doing man on the street stuff was like, do you know who Sahith Theegala is? And not a single person was like, yeah, that's the leader today.
No, and then he has a full year up until now where he's just absolutely crushing tournaments. Mm-hmm.
He was living in his parents' basement going into the Waste Management last year.
Yeah, he got
in. I think he drove to the Waste Management like from his house just to play.
Because he's a club guy.
Yeah.
And in Scottsdale. And so he got into the tournament because he's like a local.
I love that. It's kind of like the Will Zalatoris story where like he got like an exemption into the Masters 2 years ago and finished second.
Well, yeah, he won something on the Korn Ferry Tour in the Masters.
Yeah. Yep. Which is kind of wild. Now, what I love about Waste Management is it's that much closer to Masters season.
Mm-hmm.
Masters is what, early April, early May?
Early April.
Yep. So you go February, Waste Management. you have a buffer month of March and then April when the snow is melting, the courses might be open and you got the Masters. It's a great time for tournament golf right now.
I think we're like over the hump. Like we are officially like we're cruising on the downhill into golf season being here.
I would agree. Well,
I have a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
I need to know, would you rather go to the Masters once or have really good tickets at the Waste Management for the rest of your life?
Holy shit, Tyler. That's a phenomenal question.
Where are the tickets for the Waste Management? Like,
pick them.
Like the 16th hole.
16th hole, first row, right behind the green. So you can see them tee off and you can see them stick it.
Then it has to be Waste Management.
The Masters, though.
Now,
it's the most prestigious tournament in golf.
Do you know the process of getting tickets to the Master, Trev?
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
It's a lottery system.
Yeah.
Tyler, we missed the application for the lottery.
We got some spam bots in our DMs trying to tell us that they'll send us to the Masters.
Yeah, but you know what they want us to do for them? They want us to sell like group events. And if we sell so many of them for them, they'll give us tickets. It's like, dude, it's like 50 grand. It's like we have to sell like 50 grand worth of tickets just to get our
It was just a scam.
No, it's legit. I believe it's legit.
It's a legit scam.
I remember.
Yeah, it's a legitimate scam.
Oh, I saw that DM yesterday and I was like, Jake, look, we got some spam bots that say we can get Masters tickets really easy.
That was the first sentence before I opened it. I'm like, holy shit, Tyler, we could be going to the Masters.
Dude, I thought these like spam bots were getting like really impressive with their knowing their target audience.
Yeah. They know the most important tournament of the year. Yeah. God, that's a really good question. I feel like if I continued to go to Waste Management every single year, it would still be a lot of fun, but I would get my fix of Scottsdale within like the first four or five years.
Dude, you know how much fun we have every time we go to Scottsdale, though?
I know.
You got to remember, it's always in February, so it's cold here. We go there, and it's going to be warm.
Okay. I'm going with the Waste Management every year with the best tickets possible on number 16. And the reason being is because every single year you have something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. You have warm weather to get to. You have nice courses to get to. And you have one of the funnest tournament of the year that you get to go to every single year. The allure of the Masters is that only a small percentage of people can go or like have been before.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you were to go, then it's just like, it's the Masters. It's like, Tyler, if you were to get a hole in one right now, you'd be like, well, fuck, I already got my hole in one. Yeah. Now I have nothing. Now, like, I don't have that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're saying that once you've been there, then the effect is off.
Correct. Like,
but you still got to go once.
I know.
So the thing for me is I care way more about who wins the Masters. The Waste Management, I care way more about the tournament as a whole, if that makes any sense.
It does.
Yep.
Like, I care about the tournament, the Waste Management. Yep. I care about who wins the Masters.
Yep.
Like, I can't tell you once anyone outside of the top three in the Masters ever. And like, I know where Brooksy was finishing last year in the Waste Management. We were there.
Yep.
But I think I was going to say there's more fun storylines at the Waste Management, but the Masters got some pretty cool stories.
I think also the allure of the Masters is like no cell phones.
Yeah.
So in order to take pictures, you have to bring there's no cameras, no cell phones, but you can bring like a digital camera or I think you could probably bring like one of the
Polaroids.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah. It's good. They just don't want anything getting outside of the tournament.
Yeah.
Until after the tournament, I don't think.
What's wild about the Masters too is that the application process is so hard to get accepted into. But once you do, the tickets like aren't that expensive. They're maybe a couple $100 if I'm correct on that. But yeah, it's not like you get accepted into it and then you're going to pay $1,500 a day in tickets. So cheap tickets, cheap food, cheap drinks. But it's the application
fake
process.
Bird sound too.
Yeah, fake bird sounds.
I would pick the Masters just so I can get to the bottom of the fake bird noise. I'm not watching a single ounce of golf. I'm trying to find those fake birds chirping somewhere.
Would you maybe like sneak off in the woods somewhere?
I would do whatever it took to figure out if the birds were real on that course or not.
And I think you could figure that out pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, just look up in the sky and see anything flying.
I'd sneak into the broadcast booth and see if there's a bird button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tyler would be going, gotta be. Scooby-Doo.
Jim Nance, where is it? Where is it? Where's the button?
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking tell me, Jim.
Come on.
So on the Masters topic, I don't know if you guys saw this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it was on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Okay.
So there's speculation that LIV Golf has purchased 400 acres. I believe it's just north of Augusta. It's mapped out and everything. It's like 400 acres of woods down in Georgia. And the speculation around it is that they're looking to make their style of Masters tournament the week before or the week after the actual Masters, with the guys on the LIV tour. So like,
it never ends with these two groups.
No. It doesn't. So whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I'd like to believe it is, because I mean, if you guys thought shit got good last year, I mean, just wait until this year and next year. Last year we were preheating. This year we're warming up.
Yeah.
And next year I think we're going to be absolutely on fire entertainment.
The oven is heated.
Yeah.
Didn't Phil Mickelson tweet something about like we should see a PGA versus LIV like golf event?
Yeah, there's a lot of people tweeting.
Yeah, I've wanted that since that would be conception. Insane.
Now, you know why the PGA will never do that?
Because it's like almost like giving in to them.
Well, also, they have everything to lose. Yes. And the LIV has nothing to lose. If the PGA loses to LIV in Ryder Cup style tournament, it's all over. And now that the LIV has TV rights, I mean, talk about CW. An absolute power move by the CW.
Yeah. I can't wait to tune in to watch The Flash followed by LIV Golf Miami.
Yeah. I was going to say, last time I was watching the CW, I had Archie on.
Yeah, was Dexter's Laboratory on CW maybe?
No, it was Cartoon Network.
Okay. Yep.
But it was like all the DC superhero shows that were pretty cheesy.
Yeah. And I mean, we also have... What's it called? Is it called Full Swing? The documentary coming out next Wednesday, I believe.
The 15th.
Yeah. Oof.
This is the most into professional golf we will be all year long.
Yeah.
Until the Masters.
And it's pure entertainment from here on out.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer to the Full Swing doc?
Several times.
Oh, Tyler watches it like Tyler watches it before he plays a round, like it's a hype up video.
I don't think you guys understand how much I love sports,
like the documentaries
and movies, and just in general anything sports video. I love it. Like I watched the Michael Jordan documentary twice.
Last Dance.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, again, see, is in his head already.
Yep.
This is 1MJ. This is episode 123.
What is that? Not a Freudian slip. Is that a Freudian slip?
No, Jake? No, it's not.
Okay. The Tiger Woods documentary was also really good. And now it's like...
I had my problems with that, you know.
I know. So when we get the review of Full Swing, because we're both going to watch it next week, I'll go into like very, very casual movie review mode, and you'll be like full in-depth... you're big time, you like or don't like how it was written.
Well,
that's a big time term in your vocabulary. In
documentary, I am extremely, I pay a lot of attention to bias.
Okay.
So I need to hear from both parties.
Okay. I mean, you're a news guy, a journalist.
Mm-hmm. Like the Tiger documentary, you didn't hear from fucking Tiger once.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
All it was is interview clips from Tiger back in the day. Not once did they sit down with Tiger and ask him anything. Yeah. I'm sure he declined and they had to run with it anyway. And I get that. But I think that makes it a better documentary.
Yeah, it just makes it a little less like authentic.
It would have been way more jaw dropping and like surprising to see all of the Tiger dirt in that documentary if Tiger was also involved, and that's what they said. So like you have to take it with a grain of salt because Tiger's not there to be like, well, actually it happened like this, or like this is what I was going through at this time.
There's no like backup or him to tell his side of the story. It's all just
they like dogged on him going to train with the Marines and stuff. But like, what if he had a perfectly valid reason for that? Like, I was going through a shit and it was a way for me to channel my aggression. I don't know.
Did they interview Elin Nordegan?
Who's that?
Yeah.
This is his wife that he...
Elin?
Elin Nordegan.
No, I don't think so.
So they didn't interview her? They obviously
they interviewed his mistress, the first one from the cafe.
Yep, Stormy Daniels.
That's a different mistress.
And then they interviewed his caddy that he fired, like the big, you know. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't just interview everybody who would obviously have something bad to say about the guy.
Yeah,
it's just bad journalistic integrity. Great words by me right there, Tyler.
I'm so proud.
Should have interviewed Charlie. He would have talked.
Yeah.
He would have.
Actually, someday we probably will get someday, unfortunately, Tiger's going to pass away and they're going to make a movie about him after he dies. And Charlie's probably going to be in that. And it will be
Charlie's
interesting.
Charlie's going to play him.
Yeah. Charlie will play
him. That would be sick.
Like, who is it? Ice Cube's son played him in the.
Yeah. What is it? Straight Outta Compton. That movie. Yep.
No shit.
Yeah. That was his son.
I didn't know that.
They're identical.
Really?
Yep.
That's kind of sweet.
Anyway.
All right. If you're going to waste management, guys, enjoy it.
Have fun, you fellas.
Sacrifice. I sacrifice one morning. Get to 16.
Let us know. Send us pictures.
Yeah. Send us wear a GoPro. Wear a head mount. And then just send us a video of you absolutely rushing into the front gates. Fucking bull rush into the front gates. Get to your seat. Slam some beers and have a good time.
Actually, I think you can live stream straight to Facebook off those suckers. So that maybe would be just electric. Do that. We'll watch.
We won't report it either. We'll help you out. We'll put you on a VPN or some shit. That's how that works, right, Jake?
Sure, yeah, Tyler.
Tyler, we've never went live before. I think the first time we should go live ever on our channels is rushing in at 4 a.m. or whatever time it is at the waste management. Save it for that.
Two viewers.
No, dude.
No one's up at that point that's not at the tournament.
Oh, that is true. Fuck, if it's we'll post it afterwards. Okay?
Brian forgets he's the only guy who's up at 3:30 willingly.
All right. Yep. If you guys are going, enjoy it. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about our top three necessities that you need or you're going to buy when you first get into golf.
Ryan is currently deal hunting right now. Trevor, do you know where Ryan is currently deal hunting at?
I believe it's uniongreen.com.
You fucking nailed it, dude.
Let's go.
He's looking for some T-birds and he's looking for some pin drops, the most affordable yet competitive ball on the market. No, but really, it's like a no-frills thing. It's just a good fucking ball. They're not throwing like random ass buzzword terms in your face.
Wait, are you talking about hyperspin infused long drive? Accurate.
Yeah, I'm talking about titanium ingested twist face ball sacks.
Oh, okay.
It's not close. These are just good balls. And if you want some good balls, you can go to uniongreen.com. You can use our promo code doublebogey20. If I remember right, the pin drop is $27 for a dozen. The T-birds is $20 for a dozen.
Okay, that's even better that you say that because I now have the official deal. And it's only on T-birds, which is a $20 box. Okay. So if you buy 3 dozen T-Birds with our promo code, that's $16 a box.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy 3 dozen, you get 1 dozen free. So for $48, you get 4 dozen golf balls.
Let's fucking go.
God dang.
For $48, you can get yourself 2 Pro V1s.
Yeah.
2 balls.
Two. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I do like the exaggeration.
No, but that's accurate.
But to exaggerate it a little bit less and make it more accurate, you can buy 1 dozen Pro V1s for $50.
Yeah.
45 to 50 versus 4 dozen for $48.
That's insane.
Yep. I mean, you could even add another dozen. It's free shipping over $75.
Yeah. And we were running low on Union Green balls until we looked underneath the bar in the simulator. If you guys saw the clip, we lost balls in the simulator somehow. We found them. There's like a little slot in this shipping container bar we have. And there was 49 balls. I counted. There was 49 balls that we had lost in the indoor simulator. And I bet you 35 of those were T-birds and pin drops.
But we didn't even feel bad about losing them, Tyler, because it's like, you know, 1 dozen versus 4 dozen. It's like, you can sacrifice losing 30 balls and be like, oh, you know, that's just like $25 out of the pocket.
Well, it still really scratched my ball hawking itch.
Yeah.
So I found some balls indoors and it felt really, really good.
Yeah. So guys, if you're looking for, I mean, if you got to fill the bag up, obviously first round of the year, it's going to be tough to go out and look for balls because it's, you know, it's going to be a little bit of snow in the trees, blah, blah, blah. Get yourself some T-Birds, buy 3 dozen, get a dozen free, double bogey 20, 20% off the mm-hmm. T-Birds. The pin drops, also phenomenal. We've been hitting them during Sim League this entire year, and we've been posting some low scores.
Yep.
I will be doing that now because I'm running very low on balls already.
How? There's two feet of snow outside.
Nope. I ended the year and I just didn't buy balls at the end of the year because I didn't need them. So I got restocked
now
before the year starts.
Now it's getting close. So
the itch is coming back.
Yep.
Hey, I'll give you a trial sleeve. You'll like them and then you can go buy your $48 worth.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
I'll do that.
UnionGreen.com. Go check them out, guys.
Double bogey 20.
Speaking of Sim League and shooting low.
I didn't do that last week.
We are, we're through regular season. We're through 6 weeks.
Yes. Of regular 5 weeks. Regular season is 5 weeks long.
Final standings with the number one seed, Ryan and Miles. Number two seed, Jake and Noah.
Yes.
Number three seed, not Tyler and Jack. No. Bumped
from 2 to 4.
Tyler and high schooler Jack mm-hmm. dropped to the number four seed for playoffs.
Yes, which is fine by me. I mean, I still obviously wanted to win, but after our performance, we played so fucking bad, dude.
I know you did. And it was the easiest course ever.
Easiest course by a mile. We played Minot Air Force Base, and we talked about the giant fiasco of where we played Reds the first time and screwed everything up.
Yep.
We played the second time, and me and Baby Jack couldn't hit a fucking shot to save our lives.
Yeah, it was the rule was combined score, and you guys went one under net.
So we shot a 71 combined score with like 15 bumps.
Yes.
Wow.
Jeez.
It was tough. We had another revenge week. That was back-to-back revenge weeks for mm-hmm. us. And we went 14 under net. I was one under through the round.
Why was it a revenge week? We never beat you.
No. It just like just from, you know, the one hole playoff and Jake being a part of that and all.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
You
that's fine.
That 1 week, you just said it, taking that personally.
But
yeah,
here's the thing. Okay. So, you know, in last week of the season, let's talk NFL just because it's fresh. There's all these scenarios that need to happen for a certain team to get into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Like the mm-hmm. Lions have to lose and the Seahawks have to win in order for the, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that was absolutely the case in the last week of Sim League. So Jake and Noah had to lose. And they also had to, like, the stroke differential. Jake and Noah had to lose for us to get the one seed. We had to beat Tyler and Jack. But the stroke differential had to be in your guys in the other team's favor for Tyler to get knocked down to the 4 seed and not the 3 seed.
Yeah, and I always figured that if we lost, we would drop to 4 because they already had a way better stroke count than us because that's the tiebreaker. So we have me, our team, and the 3 seed have the exact same record. We're both 3-2. But their stroke, when then the tiebreaker is total score throughout the year, and they were already 7 strokes ahead of us.
Okay.
So I was like, we got to play super, super good.
Yeah.
And they got to play shitty for us to have a chance at the 3. So I was already kind of after our round and we shot a 71. I'm just like, we're the 4.
Yeah. Sim League, it's something that I look forward to every week. I'm really glad we did it. Because I love the scheming behind the scenes of like, all right, well, hey, our motto here at You Betcha is we come to work to work. And part of that work is me walking into Miles' office and be like, all right, what do you think the game plan is for this week? How should we approach, this course with this rule, all this kind of stuff. And what's great about playoffs, and I'm glad you set it up this way. I don't know where you came up with this idea. It's not groundbreaking by any means, but the higher seed in playoffs of that match gets to pick one of two things. They get to pick the rule of that week or of that match.
Like the game you're playing, right?
The game you're playing.
Scramble or skins.
Yep.
Or they get to stroke.
Or they get to pick the course.
No, and they get to pick the course, right?
Nope. Or nope. It's one or the other.
Okay.
Yep. So like for us, I mean, we had a very deep, in-depth conversation about like, all right, we're picking the game for sure.
Yep.
We're going alternating shot for sure. And I mean, we're playing you, probably playing you second round. So you probably,
there's a pretty good chance.
And we're going alternating shot because then it, like, both scores on the other team matter. Both scores on your team matter versus a scramble. One guy can carry the entire round and shoot a good score. So there's a little bit of strategy that goes into it. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. Like where for a team like you, you could benefit from just straight up, right? Alternating shot.
Because
you both can put together a good round.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that was a mistake because alternating shot was, we played pretty good.
No, combined score. Did I say alternating shot?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Combined. Well,
yeah,
okay.
That was the worst one. So that's correct move.
We're going we're going alternating shot.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Diversion.
We still got to hit our ball.
Yeah. If you had to pick, what course are you going with?
Oh, we do get to pick because you're picking the rules.
Correct.
I would probably go Coeur d'Alene.
Ooh.
Because you two can't keep it left and right. You guys are bombing it. We can.
That's probably how that's the direction I would have went.
Yeah.
But I mean, can you guys stay IB?
Yeah.
IB standing for inbound. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ryan.
Old man's coming out with the fucking hybrid, geez. And I'm going 200 down the middle every time.
I mean, but that's the thing. I course management. I had a minor in course management in college. I should have majored in it because things sometimes don't go as well as they should. But now I know how to play Coeur d'Alene.
Well, first I got to win my first round matchup. No offense to Hannah or Alan, but we're gonna fucking kill you guys.
Yeah, so. And that's the attitude I want.
Yep.
What game are you gonna play for them?
Combined total.
I think that's going to be a majority of the first round.
I actually also like it because alternate Canna, we're going to fucking crush you. She's flipping me off in the office.
Double birds.
Right now.
HR.
Yeah. HR. You can't flip people off. Anyway, what was your question?
I don't remember.
I got one. Ryan, so you have the bye. You have a bye. This is how the playoffs work. First seed, second seed, get a bye. You have a bye. I have a bye. You want to have an exhibition round this week? Keep it fresh?
Well, we're going to play Thursday morning. Does it need to be against you?
I mean, no, it doesn't have to be.
You're going to have to run that by him because I think the less he can see your face in the simulator than happened last time, it's probably going to be best.
Jake, during the semis when me and Jack are playing Miles and Ryan, I'll pay you to just hang out with Miles.
Yeah, I will. I'll do it.
But he has the authority to kick him out.
Yeah, but I got money.
That is true.
I'll pay you.
That is true.
Yeah, you're even my boss then.
Yeah.
Even if he takes away one paycheck, Tyler will just cover that.
Yeah, I'll cover. You can have my paycheck.
Sure.
Yeah. I am fucking stoked for playoffs. Yeah. And so, okay, answer this for me. You guys walk up to the first tee, like summertime on a court. Do you guys get like first tee jitters, first tee butterflies?
Only if it's with someone I've never played with before.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just get nervous. I want them to think I'm good at golf.
And the funny thing is, everyone online, no one thinks that we're good at golf.
I know.
Which they're accurately correct on.
Yep. I love all the people that comment. Like, I just want a little bit of, like, why should I believe these guys? What are their credentials? And they're like, we don't fucking have any.
I saw that when you see my comment back. Yep. I'm like, we have none. The only credentials we have is we've literally talked for 123 weeks straight.
Yeah, we've talked for one Michael Jordan weeks.
Not one LeBron James.
Nice. Tyler.
One LBJ. One LBJ. One MJ. We're sticking with that.
We're just going to have to do jersey numbers from here every single week. Next week, one Ken Griffey Jr.
There you go.
Yeah. No, Kobe.
But even during sim league, I like, you know, the range is beautiful because I'm just like loosey goosey, just like getting loosened up, hitting some shots. And I get onto that first tee and I'm not going to lie, hitting into a screen even brings out the first tee butterflies.
I don't get it in the simulator.
That's kind of what I figured.
Because you don't have to go find your ball in the other fairway.
Well, you got to find it walk. Under the ball,
sorry,
under
guys.
The bar.
Yeah.
No, I don't get that in the sim. Whatsoever. You're just ultra competitive.
Yeah.
I'm competitive. Mm-hmm. You're ultra competitive.
I think it makes me feel human though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I get a little bit nervous on that first tee.
Brian, do you get this where with the simulator, it being like black walls all around you, one bright light that I feel like I can just zone in. Like I feel like I can just hyper focus on what I'm doing, which maybe it's to my benefit or not.
Well, see, Tyler's used to that because he's a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of like, I don't know if it's small town or if it's all across the board, but in a wrestling duel, a high school wrestling duel, lights in the gym go off, spotlight from up above shines straight down on the mat.
It's fucking tight.
Yeah, it is sick. I watched a lot of high school wrestling back in high school. It was so fun to go.
I did a lot of it.
So he's used to that. He's used to the shining light coming straight down.
Bright lights are the only ones I see. Okay. I made that up right now. That was good.
That actually was fire.
That was inspiring.
Clip that, please.
Yep.
That'll be the new intro.
that's it.
Hey, we should actually get a new intro. The old one's getting old.
Yeah,
I'll make a new one.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
Yeah.
No, summertime, it's like an overcast day, and I was like, nah, I can't play today. It's not sunny enough. Because bright lights are the only ones I see. Yeah. So,
you should get those cataracts checked out, dude.
Yeah. Okay, so with Sim League, I feel like what we've done is we've kind of created an animal throughout this office. We like everyone from mid handicap to like super high handicap. Mm-hmm. The bags are lined up in the simulator. We got people who are damn near golfing for the first time around here.
Yep.
And now the itch has set in. They got the clubs. Mm-hmm. And what we want to talk about next is what are the three things that you're going to purchase when you start golfing?
Yes. And to preface this, I think it's you already have your first set of golf clubs. Dad gave them to you. Got them at a rummage sale or whatever. Because obviously we would all just answer, you need fucking clubs to start playing. So that's off the table. You already have a set of clubs. They are mid-level to shitty clubs.
Okay.
So go from there.
I mean, I'm going to get ahead of the game right here. And I wish I had this advice back in the day. I didn't know a lot of golfers when I first started like 3-4 years ago. So the first thing that I'm purchasing when first getting into golf is therapy.
Yes.
And I say that because I wish I had it now. I wish someone had told me.
You get nervous in the simulator. On the
I know.
First
it's
tee.
Like,
you
it's like, it. It's like, you know, what do they call therapists? They go Mr. and Mrs. or like, do they call them like Doc?
Yeah, they're doctors.
Yeah, doc therapist. First tee jitters.
Hey, doctor therapist.
Every fucking time. I walk into the same office every single day. I do Monday through Friday. And I still get first tee jitters. Why is that? And can you help me?
That means you truly love it. It's like that's when you know you're in love with your partner. You get jitters every time you see him.
That is,
you
care about it.
Yeah.
It means something.
Keep going.
No, Ryan loves the sappy stuff. No, but then the golf you does cause you to need a therapist until it becomes the therapist. You start hitting good shots and it is like therapy. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you feel better about your previous problems, even though it's an addictive relationship with this game that infuriates you, yet calms you at the same time. It can't be healthy. Golf can't be healthy for us, at least mentally.
Wow. The one phrase I took out of that right there was, I'm gonna rephrase it for you. So, right away, getting a therapist in golf is much needed, but eventually, golf itself becomes the therapist. There's a turning point in your game where maybe it's 3, 4, 15, 30 years in, and it's finally like the first tee jitters are still there, but it's a full 3-hour therapy session. Outdoors.
Especially if you go in the morning, Trevor.
Nope. Still way a night golfer. No.
And actually, playing a round of golf is probably cheaper than... It's 100% cheaper than 3 hours of therapy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I'm buying when I get into golf is therapy.
All right. The first thing I bought, or I'm recommending you buy when you get into golf... It's a two-parter. If you are over the age of 21, the first thing you need to buy is lots of booze. The second thing you need to buy if you're not over 21.
Okay, go ahead.
The second thing you need to buy if you're not over 21 is a fake ID.
Yes.
I mean, because they're not like, you can flash them the ID.
Yeah.
I mean, look at
I don't think
quick.
You can't scan them there.
I would like you to like We love you. You're great. Mm-hmm. They're not checking the fucking IDs.
No, they're looking to get to the next group. Yeah. They're looking. They're trying to make the sale.
If
they look at it, they're doing one of these. Yeah.
They see your fake ID. They're like, "Wow, you came all the way out to North Dakota from Vermont to go on the golf trip."
That's the thing. It's like golfers are traveling all over the place. So to see someone from. Well, I mean, yeah, why would you come to North Dakota to fucking on a golf trip? Why would you come
to... Just say
to,
you go to school here. Duh.
That's another good one.
Yeah. I got like three colleges right next to here. Like,
allegedly, my fake ID was from Illinois.
No shit. Midwest roots. I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just put down my actual home address.
Yeah.
So you actually
And then put down a different town.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So I could remember the numbers and stuff.
Yeah. You put it down as Fraser, Illinois.
No,
it was a Frazee, Minnesota.
Real town.
Okay.
Real town in Illinois.
Wow. Okay.
But I'd have been fucked if they Google Maps it because the address didn't exist.
They're not going to go that in depth on a fake ID.
You never know. I was a bouncer once. I never did that.
No.
Okay. So you're buying booze. I'm assuming to put in your bag.
Yeah, to just drink on the course.
Well, to put in your poor caddy and then to put back in your bag. What kind of booze are you buying, Tyler?
You know me, I'm a big peppermint schnapps guy, but I know that's not for everybody. And I think whether you love it or hate it, at a very appropriate birdie juice is Fireball.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met a golfer on the course that even if they don't like Fireball, has turned it down during a round.
Lawsuit now, Fireball, big lawsuit with their mini shooters.
Yeah, some of them don't have booze.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, they have booze, but it doesn't say like cinnamon whiskey on the bottle. It just says cinnamon. So, and when they're buying it, they may just think it's just like a cinnamon shooter.
Who the fuck is thinking
that? Again, I don't know.
I'm fully on Fireball side.
Also, and the cinnamon ones are only 20% and the cinnamon whiskey ones are 40%. So there's a difference
really?
There too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on. So there's two types of Fireball shooters.
Yeah.
There's a cinnamon at 20% and there's a cinnamon whiskey at 40%.
Yeah, it's so what? Legally some of them can sell in gas stations if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yep. I saw that video of that.
No shit.
Apparently.
If I see a Fireball shooter with cinnamon on it, I'm throwing that right back to the person who gave it to me. Said, where's the whiskey at?
Yeah. Give me the whiskey.
I mean, you could just do two of them and then be 40%, right?
Yeah, but then still twice the price.
More alcohol,
right?
More. Jesus Christ. More liquid and more money. Half my face hurts.
All right. Booze is a good one. Booze is a good one. Because, I mean, you're going to save a little bit of money. And I feel like, you know, if you're first starting out, probably in your lower 20s,
right,
you need that.
You can buy it at the course, too. Like, so before all the fucking don't sneak booze under the course hardos yell at us, you can buy it at the course, too.
Yeah. Until we don't put what you just said in the clip for this week.
Well, good thing
like,
I edit
that. It's just like, dude, just go listen to the full thing. It's there.
So way cheaper just sneaking on there too.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Right, I got one.
What do you got, Jake?
I didn't know how great having a pair of golf shoes was.
That is my second one, Jake.
Nice. Dude, I was going to put that on mine as well.
Yeah. I thought like when I first started golfing, I was like, yeah, man, a pair of sneakers is just fine.
Yep.
No big deal. Right. And I'd been golfing in the morning dew. My feet were slipping around on the tee box. You know, I'm leaving behind a snail trail on the, on the green. And then my dad bought me a pair of golf shoes and my life changed.
Yeah, you truly don't know how much of a difference golf shoes make until you actually play in them.
Yeah.
Because I was the same way. I wore tennis shoes or like I actually used to wear like these fucking flat CrossFit shoes I used to have golfing. Because they had like
the nano trainers.
Yeah. I don't know. They were black or Reebok something.
Dude. I did the same exact thing when I first started.
Yeah.
The white Reebok Nanos, like the 2.0 or 3.0, those were my golf shoes.
Yeah. Because they have like
little, fucking go, dude.
They had like little tiny nubs, but not like huge ones.
Yeah.
But then I started wearing golf shoes for the first time. I'm like, this is way fucking better. But with all that being said, I also love golfing barefoot.
Thank you. I was going to bring that up.
No.
Trevor hates it.
No, I
have you ever tried it?
No.
Try it.
You can't shit on something and before you try it.
I like my feet to be clean. I don't want to be touching grass. Like,
are you a weird foot guy?
No. Maybe. No.
Dude, I'm telling you, I wasn't about it either until we did it. And
it feels great, dude.
What also it lowers you down. It like if you think about it, like shoes, the sole on the shoe is probably an inch, three quarter inch. Like it brings you down a little bit more, which I don't know. I was hitting balls way better.
I was striking my iron super well barefoot.
But now when you get custom fit for your clubs, are you going to be wearing going barefoot then? Slim, when you take your shoes off?
No. I will not. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know that every once in a while, it's okay to let the dogs breathe.
Let the dogs out once in a while.
Try it, dude.
Maybe.
Also, it's a great way to get rid of the sock tan.
I do have a terrible one. It is still present.
Yep.
I do think the sock tan line is kind of a badge of honor. Like, look at how much that guy's golfing.
The sock, Apple Watch tan line.
Or then you got the glove tan line. And you just one hand's white, the other one's tanned.
I don't wear a glove for that reason.
I don't wear a glove anymore either because it fucks with my wedding ring. I don't like it. But
Now, though, I think those are all sweet, but the farmer's tan is
yes.
V from the polo.
The V from the polo.
Tyler, like, right at the biceps.
The bicep.
Do you remember
bicep,
how bad mine was?
Oh my God. Me and Tyler, we went golfing and it was so bad.
You just like you pull it down a little bit and it's just like this skinny little V.
It's bad.
Yeah. Or the hat tan line too up here.
Yep. Yep.
I will say one of the funniest tan lines though is you ever see a bald guy who wears a mesh back?
Yeah. The half moon.
Yeah. He's got the half moon on the back and then the stripe. Lead up to
I think we talked about this before. My dad shaves his head bald and he used to be a big visor guy.
He
had just this halo tan line all summer long and it just looked awful.
Yikes. The tan lines are, we can avoid those at all costs. Mm-hmm. Trev, what do you got?
My first one would be a golf pass. Like in town, I can go get the, since I'm still under 23, they have like an intermediate one. So I can go
cheaper.
Like, it's way cheaper. $500 for all five courses. So
holy shit, let's go.
I mean, money's worth easily.
So like maybe if you're over 21, like still buy a fake ID just to.
Literally gonna buy a fake one and go be younger so I can still get this pass.
Yeah. You don't have. Well, you're saying you had a fake ID.
Never had a fake ID.
Okay, good. Liability reasons.
Yeah.
None of us ever have.
Alleged. Yeah.
Didn't need one.
That's a great move. Especially like, hey, mom and dad, like maybe for Christmas or like if you have a summer birthday, like I just want a golf pass.
Yep.
That is local a sweet courses. Gift.
I mean,
I got two more years.
You literally, like as a beginner golfer, the biggest hurdle is being able to pay for these rounds. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get the golf pass as a gift, fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's gonna be such a rude awakening though. If you've just been getting a golf pass as a gift your whole life, all of a sudden you don't have one and you gotta start paying, you're like, what the fuck?
Or you turn you flip into the next pass bracket. And you're like, okay, $1,000 for one course.
Yeah.
What pass bracket are you in?
$1,000 pass.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
I know.
Good for you.
It has nothing to do with my income. Nope. It has all to do with my age. Yep. So there's got to be one at 30. There's got to be like a cutoff at 30.
I think it's 24 and that's it.
It's 23. So I got to get it this year.
When did they change it? Because it used to just be college students. And I remember keeping my college ID so that I could get a golf pass.
Probably for that reason that you did it.
Yeah.
No idea.
I still have my college ID, actually.
So do I. It's nice. Go use it at the...
You just graduated.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I still look like it, so I'm good. Yeah. I'm chilling for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Yeah, I got another one. It's probably my number two thing that I would have when I first start golfing, and that's a notes page in your phone of your club distances.
I need to do that.
Yeah, it's massive. For me, I did it with my new clubs last year, and I didn't really look at it. I maybe looked at it one time for like one or two shots. But after that, like at least it's in the back of your mind. And if you absolutely need it, you have something to look forward. You have something to look at.
Yeah, right.
But I wouldn't advise doing it outside. I would advise doing it in a simulator.
Yeah, the sim or the range.
Yeah.
But the range is how can I see how far that ball actually flew?
I got flags and shit.
But you want to,
that's another question.
Number,
When I go to the range, I have no idea the distances of these flags.
So here's another hack for you. They always have a legend or a key to tell you where you buy the balls. Take a picture of that, too, before you go to the range.
Yeah, then they're moving pins around and shit. Yeah. And also, are you on the left side of the range, right side of the range, or center? That's also going to affect the distance.
You could also get a range finder.
Could get a range finder.
But I'm going to defend you on your take before the audience can start coming at you. It is not a hard-o move to have all your distances in a notes app.
Absolutely not.
I think it's the opposite. It is a regular guy golf move because we don't remember them right away.
Correct.
We got to figure it out. Like, we could, it's so different from us, for us, each shot. We got to have at least a rough estimate of where it could be.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And like the mental, like you have to golf a lot to even mentally know what they are, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
and I think like, especially for all of us golfing in the sim, I would say a lot of people that are in sim league now kind of have a good idea of what their distances are with each club.
Yeah, because most of the scores, except for mine, have improved every week. Here's a hack that I learned really early on in my golfing career. Once I started actually hitting the ball every time and there wasn't like a shit ton of tops or shanks or anything like that.
Yep.
Figure out your distance for one club, just one. And for me, that was my nine. And I hit my nine 140 just about every time. And then go up 10 yards for every club there or down 10 yards from every club there. So I knew I was going to hit my 8, 150, my 7, 160, and so on and so forth. And that's at least a good way to get a rough idea of where all your clubs are going to go. Because I rarely hit my 6, but at least I know it should probably go like 170, 175 for me because I know how far my 9 is going
to
go.
Yep. No, that's, I think that that's a great way to break it down.
Yeah, and it might not be perfectly accurate, but at least you're close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, when I got my current clubs last year, I went to the simulator just by myself. I booked out 2 hours, and it was purely just to go there and get distances of these new clubs.
So that's a hard old move.
But also, I want to know how far these babies are flying, you know? What? Okay, why is that a hard old move?
Because you took 2 hours out of your day to go to the simulator and just hit range balls.
In defense of Ryan,
well,
though.
No, I played a course. Like, I played a course the second half of it. Like, I got, and I'm sorry, I should have added that in.
Yeah.
It's almost a hard move no matter what you're doing there if you go to a simulator and don't go to a real course.
Well, it's the middle of winter.
I know, but like, if don't go to a course. Like, if you showed up to the simulator and just hit range balls, I'm sorry, you're a hardo.
In defense of Ryan, well, that is the most bang for your buck way to improve your golf game, in my eyes, is just knowing your club distances. So,
yeah, I agree with that. But just going to the sim just purely to hit range balls, not to drink, not to hang out with people, not to play a real course is a hard old move.
No, and I actually just drank water that whole time.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Well, because I'm not going to sit there and drink by myself.
Right. Going to the simulator alone and paying for it might be a hard old move.
So is going to the range and hitting range balls like outside, it's middle summer. Is that
Thank
a hard
you,
move?
Trevor.
Yeah.
He's literally just going to the range. Like it's but it's inside.
Okay, so every time I go to the range, whether that's inside or outside, I have to bring someone to fucking babysit me, or do I just have to bring a companion every time?
The simulator is different too because it is a social setting with beer and food.
You're
the range is not. The range is for one thing and one thing only. And there is no option at the range itself to play the regular course unless you have a tee time for the regular course.
Yeah.
Dude, why are they not having like bev carts or just like waitresses, waiters in general walking up and down the range and serving people just hitting balls at the range?
That is a good idea.
So here's what you do. You basically, like, when I went to Pop Stroke, Tiger Woods' mini putt course, they had drink stands at every single hole. So you could set your beer down, you could hit, and then you could move to the next one, whatever. So you just have little drink stands behind each range, like each range box right behind you. And you have someone walking up and down asking if you need anything to drink. Now, this is a great way to pregame for the round you're about to play. If you can get two beers in at the range before you actually hit tee box number one, like, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, I'm also just in it for the fucking drink stand. Like,
correct.
I got a bottle of water. Like, and you got to set it down next to your ball.
Yeah.
And it's whatever. Like, and then for like you film your swing. So do you, Trevor.
Yep.
Having that little stand so it's not filming from the ground up pointing at you. Half the time it just tips over.
The amount of times I've like tried to prop it up on like my golf bag, which is on the two-leg stand. So it's angled. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going there to film my swing and fucking watch tape later that night. If I'm swinging a club really bad, then I'm going to film it to be like, what in the hell is going on right now?
No, Ryan goes home, watches that video 8 hours a day, just goes to bed sleeping, staring at his phone, watching it.
Probably do that, Ryan.
I don't.
He goes, God, I smoked that one. It was so pure.
Pure feel. Yeah, I think that's, I mean, we haven't done a golf innovation of the week in a while. I think that could potentially be one.
Yeah, I'm all in on that, especially with the pre-gaming aspect of it.
That's where my mind goes immediately. Mm-hmm. Let's give me 2 beers before I can hit tee box number one. And then Tyler, the first tee jitters, Gonzo. Gone. It's way better than sitting in the clubhouse, not warming up at all. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm here for it.
Yeah, but what if you have a bad round or a good round? No,
I'm talking before your round. I don't feel like many people are going to the clubhouse bar before their round.
No. I have, nope. But it's only because
by yourself.
I was notoriously early.
I was just drinking in the clubhouse by himself.
I was waiting for a friend to show up.
You didn't go to the range or go chip and putt a little bit or nope.
That shit ain't for me.
Sometimes it's easier to drink yourself loose, Tyler. I will give you that.
That's actually not a bad idea. Yeah, but the fact that you went there by yourself, dude, is
I was just early. And this is
well, no, I was 2 hours early for my sim round before a buddy showed up later, and that's why I was there.
If that he goes to a different school, then it's okay. Like you don't know him.
Yeah, I mean, I was 2 hours.
It's his friend from Canada. They met at summer camp. I got one more.
All right, go ahead.
Do not buy a rangefinder right away. Get yourself an app that shows you distances. Yep. Mm-hmm. After you've done the step that Ryan just had, knowing the distance of your clubs, just get an app. So again, it might not be perfectly accurate, but at least you're close and you have just set yourself up for success. Once you're actually hitting the ball decent, just give yourself every chance you can by knowing your distances and knowing how far the hole actually is, because it can be deceiving.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, if you golf enough, a rangefinder will just magically find its way into your bag.
Sometimes,
I mean, sometimes you'll stumble across one and it'll just hop right into your bag.
I golf a lot. How does this happen?
I don't have one. So.
What just it just hasn't found you yet. It will find you.
Yeah,
it's like the wand chooses the wizard, Harry.
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll find one. It'll be attached to your one.
No, it'll find me.
Yep.
My last one is a divot fixer.
Yep.
If you take care of the course will take care of you. You'll get a lot more member bounces.
Golf karma.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's way better than using a tee. Also, it's just kind of sweet to have a divot fixer.
Especially
like,
if it's a switchblade.
Switchblades are cool. Yeah. So, guys, that's what we got for the week. Top three golf purchases that we would have made if we were first time golfers again. And I think it's pretty practical. I think we had a pretty good list there. So,
it's the first time we've ever been helpful.
Yeah, we got to play. We got to play TPC on the sim here this week.
Just let's do it. You got to do it. Stay sharp.
I know.
The dark horse team coming from the 4 seed
playoff next week. Yeah, I got a bye week.
Got to win the first week though.
We will.
All right, guys. hope you enjoyed episode 1MJ. We'll be back next week with 1KG. Ken Griffey. 1KG. No. KGJ.
Yeah.
1 Kobe. 1 Kobe. 1 Kobe.
Oh, 1 Kobe. 1 Kobe. Duh, dude.
Come on now. Don't disrespect
me. No, also, I'm all for that.
Also 8 though. We missed 108.
Yeah. Yeah, we did miss 108.
That was 10 Kobe. Now we just need 1 Kobe.
Yeah.
So now we got 1 Kobe next week. Waste Management Week, guys. Enjoy it. We'll be back next week. Love you all. Peace.
Love you.
Love you.
Jake, you have to save
love you.
Hey, pipe that the wrong way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book in another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.